Blog Talk Radio.
And the Spirit of the Lord declares that I am the God who hovered over the earth. I am the God who hovered over the face of the deep. I am the God who hovered over a place that was void and empty. And it was the Spirit of the Lord that have broken out, that have covered the earth, that have spoken, declared things, and spoke things into existence, and there it was. I am the God who did not forsake the covenant that I made with the earth before the foundation of the earth. I am God, Yahweh. I am the God that hovers over the nations, and even as I hovered over the earth in the beginning, I am hovering over the nations even now. But it is I who have declared that after you receive the Holy Ghost, you shall receive power to witness throughout the uttermost parts of the earth. And I have anointed you prophet and apostle and teacher and evangelist to be witnesses throughout the uttermost parts of the earth. So I say unto you today to arise and shine, for your light has come and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. So I declare unto you today to speak, to prophesy, Holy Ghost power
to just enlighten me on tonight, to touch me, oh, Father God. Touch my mouth, oh, Father God, that your words come out freely, oh, Father God, as the Holy Ghost give us utterance on tonight, oh, God. Lord, set us free on tonight, all about. He came to set us free. He set us free, and we thank God that we are set free on tonight through Christ Jesus, through his love, through his mercy, and through his grace that abide over our life each and every day. Lord, we don't take it for granted. We don't take your mercy for granted. We don't take your love. We don't take the power of forgiveness for granted on tonight. Lord, we thank you for forgiving us, oh God. Lord, we thank you for giving us a second chance and a third chance and a fourth chance and a fifth chance. Lord, we thank you right now for washing us in the blood. We thank you for purifying us, oh God. We thank you for making us new creatures. We thank you for giving us renewed mind, renewing our mind every day. Lord, we thank you for the heart that you're giving us, oh God, as you take out that stony heart, oh God. Lord, we thank you on tonight for what you are about to release in Jesus' name. And we pray, amen. We come in the name of Jesus because there's power in the name of Jesus. There's power in his name. There's resurrection power in the name of Jesus, according to the word of God. According to the word of God, demons have to flee. People are healed. We pray in the name of Jesus. We don't come in our name. We have authority through the name Jesus. We have authority to do what we do through Christ Jesus. He was the one that sent back the comforter. He was the one that sent back the helper. He's the one that sent back the destroyer that lives within you and me on today. And today is Palm Sunday. And you know, on Palm Sunday, you know, we know the story about Palm Sunday and how Jesus came into Jerusalem and they was crying out, Hosanna, Hosanna, you know, blessed be the name of the Lord. You know, they was going up. They was just worshiping him and glorifying, you know, the coming of Jesus into Jerusalem. But a week from now, they're going to be persecuting him. But a week from now, he's going to be risen. Hallelujah. So they keep coming. Hallelujah. And they praising him. But after a while, they're ready to stone him. They're ready to kill him. But I don't know about this Jesus that did raise. He rose again on the third day. He rose again. They loved him 1 minute, and the next minute they were crucifying him. And still to this day, they're crucifying Jesus as though he was dead. They're saying that he's dead and he's not alive. But if he is not alive, why are we still persecuting him? Why are we still getting killed and attacked for preaching the gospel? It's important. See, Jesus, no other religion is getting slayed and our heads cut off. Mm-mm. Only those that believe. Only those that believe is getting masked for Christ's sake. Only the one that is preaching the gospel is a true threat to the kingdom of darkness. Because we understand the power in Jesus. We understand the power is through Jesus. We understand that we can't get to the Father but through Jesus. We understand that Jesus is making intercession for you and for me. We understand that one day Jesus is coming back. And in the Bible it said, as Jesus went up into the heavens on the cloud, they was looking in amazement. But two angels said, why do you look in amazement? Don't you know that Son of Man is coming back the same way he was lifted up? He's coming back on the cloud. Don't you understand that we are preparing ourselves for the coming back of Christ Jesus? We are preparing our hearts for the coming back of Christ Jesus. He is the way. He is the way, and there is no other way. You come any other way, the Bible says, count it as robbery. He is the way. He's the one that came. He was the sacrificial lamb that died on the cross for you and my sins. He was the one that came down and got whooped for your transgressions and for the healing of the nations. It was Jesus that did these things. Yes, we go through this. And then those that believe in him, those that preach the gospel, those that truly follow him with their whole heart, I'm letting you know, you will get persecuted. Because he said those that, you know, suffer with me will reign with me. But he said that though once you accept Christ Jesus as your Lord and Savior, then you shall be persecuted. The suffering will come. The attacks will come. But he said, I'm giving you the power and the authority over the attack, that you will be able to withstand every attack, that you will be able to withstand every fiery furnace that God allows you to go through, that you will sustain and stand in the midst of your suffering and your pain that you're going to go through that come along with serving Christ. He said that he is going to sustain you through the time where he is releasing his judgment here on earth. He said that he is going to mark you. God said he's going to mark you, but it's going to be a judgment that is coming for those that are persecuting the church, persecuting the people of God. It is going to be a judgment, saith the Lord. So it's very important that we choose this day who we're going to serve, not just with our mouth. He said, don't be hearers, but now be doers in this season. Because for a long time, we've been just hearers of God's word. We know his word. That's why he said, if my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves and turn away from their wicked ways, then shall I hear their prayer. Then shall I come in and I shall heal their land. Then shall, come on, this is what the Bible is telling us. God said it is time for us to turn back, because Christ is on his way back. He is risen. I know on next Sunday we're going to be speaking about how he rose from the dead and he is yet still alive, and we're going to be talking about Christ Jesus even more. But I'm here to let you know that he's no longer the baby in the manger. He's been rose from the dead. He's been rose. He's been alive. But we are preparing for him to come back. So we still convincing people to this day that no, he is no longer in the grave, but he got up with all power in his hand. Do you understand that we have resurrection power as well? That he has given us resurrection power, speak life. And I'm telling you right now, for the power of life and death is in your mouth. See, he is still alive. So we're not here on next Sunday to convince you that he rose from the dead. We need to convince you, look, and he's coming back. Because we're running out of time. We're running out of time. And so God said the people know, but what's going on? They're rejecting the word of God. They're rejecting the truth. They're rejecting the pouring out of God's spirit, because the Bible says, and the letter says, God is going to pour out his spirit on us. And God want to pour his spirit. He's in a season of pouring out his spirit because we're in the last day, and he want to raise up his church. He want to add to the kingdom, because, see, it's all about the kingdom. See, we want to be heaven bound, and we have to understand that one day it's going to be a judgment. Hallelujah. It's going to be a great judgment day. But before that happens, understand that Christ Jesus is going to come back. Understand that it's going to be a great battle of Armageddon according to the word of God. Before that happens, understand that we're going to reign 1,000 years, hallelujah, with Christ according to the word of God. This is what the Bible say. I know some of us wasn't taught this, but I'm just letting you know what the word of God say from what I wrote. This is why this is called the word. So we're here on tonight so that you will have an understanding who Jesus is. Jesus is the key to your salvation. Jesus is the key to your healing. Jesus is the way to the Father. He said to know Jesus is to know the Father, and to know the Father is to know Jesus. So you're not slighting the Father because you understand who Jesus is, because you have to know who Jesus is to get to the Father. Hallelujah. There is no other way, for he came to redeem us. Hallelujah. He came to restore us. Hallelujah. See, God said, look, my desire is that none of us be lost, that none of us go to hell. Hell was not designed for you and me, which you know now. That's not a place for us, but it is a place for the devil and his angels. That is a place for, and the wicked. So you don't want to be labeled as the wicked. You don't want to be labeled as the ungodly, because it's only going to be two sides. I'm telling you, it's going to be no in between. You cannot serve two masters, because the Bible says you're going to end up hating one, and you're going to love one master more than the other. So I'm here to convince you on tonight that Christ Jesus is what he is, the way, he is the light, and there's no other way but through Christ. No way but through Christ Jesus. No way but through Christ Jesus. He's a mighty God. We're going to pray. We're going to pray without ceasing, because you want to know why? Because he is the way. He's making intercession. We're praying in the name of mighty Jesus. We're not coming in our name. We're not coming in our authority, but we're coming in the authority that Christ Jesus has given us. We're coming in the ranking that Christ Jesus has given you. You have the right to some things through Christ Jesus, though. You have the right to peace. You have the right to every promise that the Father has given us through Christ Jesus. You have the right to the inheritance. You are now a part of the family through Christ Jesus. Now you are able, hallelujah, to do things that you was not able to do or conquer in your life, that you was not able to do before Christ Jesus. And we just want to talk about Jesus, because, you know, that is what we're getting flat about. Everybody seems to believe in God, and, you know, everybody say they believe in God. I was talking to this individual this week, and they begin to talk about how, yeah, they love God, and, you know, they are a believer, and, yeah, they're a believer, and they just started up a Bible study or something with her friend. Her friend is a Christian, and they're doing Bible study and all of this. And near the end of the conversation, the Holy Ghost brought up the fact, what brought up sage and burning candles. And when I mentioned that, she said, yeah, I do that all day, every day. But I said, I thought you just said that you was a Bible-believing Christian. Then I come to find out that every Bible-believing Christian may not really know the fullness of the truth, because I asked her this as well. I said, but you said that you're a Christian and you have Bible study. I said, now this friend that you said is a Christian, do she burn sage? Does she light candles? And she began to say, well, no, she don't. I said, well, have any other Christian or anybody have ever told you that burning sage and candles and all these things is not of God? And she began to say, well, no, nobody never told me that. She said, because everybody that I basically hang around with, that's what they do. And so we're living in a time where the Bible said what God say is wrong, the world is going to call it right. And what God say is right, the world is going to call it wrong. And so we're in a place to where, and the story get deeper and deeper and deeper. It's so demonic, but it's something how God will expose the plan of the enemy, schemes of the enemy, so that we as Christians can pray against it. Because Jesus said he also came to destroy the works of Satan. He also said that we're here to expose the darkness that is going on, that is inside the church, because this is going on inside the church. And so God is saying, I come to bring a separation also. So he's meaning a separation from those that are godly and those that are practicing evil deeds of Satan. So it is going to be a separation, but it's also going to be a warning, because the phone call was initially, I have never, ever had God tell me to tell somebody to repent. Someone called me to pray for a friend, and when they began to tell me why the friend needed prayer, all I heard God is saying that she don't need prayer, and you won't pray for her, but you will tell her that she need to repent. She need to repent, and she need to turn from her wicked ways. And I didn't understand why God was, you know, saying all this at the time, but at the end, it was exposed that she was doing witchcraft. And this is why all this bad stuff was going on, and she's coming and asking for prayer. So you have to be very careful, and you got to ask God for discernment, because people will come to you for prayer, but they have their hands in the wicked, in the evil thing. And that's why we got to try the Spirit by the Spirit to see if that spirit is of God. And the Holy Ghost will bring it to life, because you have to understand that wickedness is coming to destroy people's lives. Satan is coming to destroy your life in deception. So God said, we told her to repent. He gave her a chance to turn. God spoke to her and told her why she needed to turn, why she had to be remorseful for what she did and the part that she played in it, playing the victim when this person was not the victim. This person was actually the spiritual abuser, the reason why these things was happening. And God said, repent. But if you choose not to repent, that's going to be on you, but this is a warning. So God said, repent. So I pray that she's ready to repent. And I said, my line is open whenever you repent, and then you're ready for prayer and to turn it around. I said, but right now, and I can't even pray for that, because your hand is on this, and you won't even repent. You won't even see where you're rejecting what God is saying. On one hand, you understand, and she probably did understand. So if she said you understand, and you said you understand, but I refuse to turn from the thing or to take my hand off of. I refuse, because this is what's coming from her. This is where I feel my blessing is coming from. So I can't take my hand off the evil thing that's bringing me my resources, that's bringing me, but we have to trust God to bring us our resource. See, the enemy will bless you with some things of this world. The enemy will bless you a little bit. It ain't even really blessings. Because, see, I realize that I look at individuals and some of the so-called blessings that the enemy give you, this is how you know it's not a blessing from God, when it become a burden. Because God's blessings is not a burden. God's blessings is not a weight on your life. Come on, how can a blessing be a burden? How can you feel that God bless you with something and it's a struggle? Not as God giving you the money and putting it in your hand and to sustain it, and you're doing something that you're not supposed to do. I'm not talking about that. But if it's a constant, if it's not a blessing of God, the enemy will bless you and give you things that you can't even sustain on yourself, and he'll make it a burden. Satan is a burden. He wants you to be burdened. He wants you to be stressed out. He wants you to be chasing after the things of this world. He wants you to try to keep up with the Joneses while you're really going in debt, while you're really starving, while you're really hungry, while you're really lacking. And he wants you to keep up an image and have the form of God, but denying the power thereof. But see, in Christ Jesus, we can have the fullness of joy, the fullness of peace. We can have all these things and more through Christ Jesus. Satan is going to give you depression. Satan is going to give you burdens. Satan is going to give you lack. Satan is going to give you everything that would cause you to stray away from God, to stray away from peace, to stray away from health, to stray away from love, to stray away from forgiveness, to stray away from the presence of God. He don't want you to know nothing about Jesus. He don't want you to know nothing about God and how to serve him and how to have a relationship with him. That's why a spirit of deception is running wild. The spirit of deception is so crazy because people will say that we're deceived. Oh, we're the deceiving. That's how deception again. Oh, they so brainwashed. They so deceived by the bright man book and this and that. No, but the Holy Ghost, though. The only book that's living, the only book is real, the Spirit of God that dwells. This is what make us believers. It's more than just the words of that book coming to life. But God made us a believer because we had spiritual encounters with him, and we found the book to be true. So we're not chasing after myth. We're not chasing after, you know, and have questions about our ancestors this and our ancestors that, and, you know, the black history here, and if Jesus was black or if Jesus was white or Jesus came to just save black people and Jesus just came to send the Ku Klux Klan was Christians. And see, we're not into all of that. We understand who God is and through the Spirit of God and what is a deception. We know what the truth is. We don't care. Really, it does not matter what color Jesus is, even though I believe he was a black man. But do you understand that that does not matter? That he came to save whoever called on the name of the Lord? When you have people out there teaching that only the black man is going to make it into heaven and we're the chosen ones and nobody going to make it in but us? Do I believe we're the chosen ones? Yes, I will. Yes, I do. But at the end of the day, none of that matters. It's about who have confessed Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. It's about who cried out to Christ. It's who all that believe. It's are you a believer or are you not? It's not about if you believe he was black. It's not if you believe he was white. It's not if you believe, come on, that's not, do you believe that he exists? Do you believe on the third day he rose again? Do you believe that he rose with all power in authority? Do you believe that he's coming back for those that are eagerly waiting on him? See, our mind is off of the things of God. We have been distracted. We've been distracted by Satan and worrying about things that is not even going to matter. It does not matter what color the grass is. What color you think the grass is. It does not matter if it's really aliens out there. It really does not matter how we got over here to America. It does not, none of that is going to determine us getting into heaven. What's going to determine us knowing God and knowing Jesus and knowing the Word of God? It's not going to determine who was your ancestor. It's gonna be up to you if you choose this day who you're going to serve. It's not going to be who your mother was or your grandmother was or who your auntie was, but you're going to be before the judge. You're going to get before the judge, and you are going to be judged on your works. You're going to be judged according to what you said to people and what came out of your mouth. You're going to be judged what is going on in your heart. What was your intention? So what we're out here in the world chasing and trying to understand, we're trying to understand the things of this world, but we're not trying to understand the things of God. We're trying to come against the things of God and teach against the things of God when God said, look, I'm trying to make sure that you have life and life more abundantly because it's something after this. So next Sunday, when we preaching that he rose from the dead, make sure that we also preach that he's coming back the same way that he went up. Is the same way he's coming back to eagerly get those, to get those that who are eagerly waiting upon him, and those that are eagerly waiting on Christ to come back is those that believe. How can you be eagerly waiting on someone to come if you don't believe that that person really is coming? I'm excited. I can't wait. I'm eagerly waiting on you to come, to knock at the door. Come on, because see, we got a reward that is great, that is mighty. We got crowns, hallelujah, that we are going to receive, hallelujah. We have gifts that we are going to receive, hallelujah. So what you're doing here on earth, it is not in vain, but God told me to tell you that you're storing up gifts in heaven. You're storing up a treasure in heaven, and I'm telling you, it is coming your way. You're not living in vain. People think, oh, well, I'm just going through this in vain. I'm just suffering in vain. I'm just going through. Don't you know this is not it? He said, look, those that suffer with me will reign with me. So those that have suffered, we're coming back and we're reigning with Christ, because Christ is going to reign according to the word of God. And the Bible said that every word of that book is going to come to pass. It's going to be fulfilled. He said this world and everything in it is going to fade away. He said, but everything in that book, everything in his word is going to come to pass. So we need to be ready and be prepared. So don't listen to Satan when he said, don't believe in the word of God, because the Holy Ghost will lead you into all truth. It will lead you into all truth. It will lead you to God. Those that seek his face shall find him. Those that thirst and hunger after Christ, they shall be fed, saith the Lord. Do you really want to know the way? Because he said, I'm here to pour out my spirit. Do you really want to be healed? Do you really want to be delivered from them demons that is in you, that thing that you just can't shake? God said, I want to heal you. I want to deliver you. I want to bring you close to me. I want to take you out of the place of darkness into the marvelous light. That's what I want to do. That's what I want to do. And he said, I want to encourage those that are believers that are being attacked and that are being persecuted, because Satan is here to persecute you. Satan is here to bring you down and destroy you, because his mission is to kill, steal, and destroy. But God said, I am with you. God said, I will strengthen you as you preach my gospel, as you speak my truth. In the mighty name of Jesus, he's given you power and authority over Satan. He said, you got to be armored up, that when the arrows come flying, that you are armored up. This is what God is saying. When the attacks come, you have to be armored up. No flesh can be shown. The Bible said be armored up so you can stand up against the wiles of Satan. Put that shield on. Put that breastplate on. Have that helmet on. And most of all, have your sword. The sword, which is what? The word of God. Your breastplate of righteousness, your shield of faith, your helmet of salvation, your feet flat-footed, ready, to fight against Satan, to fight against the wiles of Satan, because he's coming after you. He's coming after your family. He's already coming. He's already there. He's already knocking at your door. He's already in some of your houses messing up your life. But God said, I want to help you. I want to expose what is going on. I want to open up your eyes, because some of you guys are just blind to what is going on in the spiritual realm. And God said, I want to take the blinders' eyes. I want you to understand that we're in a spiritual world. It's spiritual. It's spiritual. It's not about what you see with your flesh, but all this is a shell. All this is just, stuff that's going to pass away. But the spiritual world, that's here forever. The spiritual world, that's ancient. You're talking about your ancestors. Are we talking about spirits that have been here from the beginning of time? So it's bigger than your ancestors that you're praying to, when you're really praying to spirits that have been here since the foundation of this earth. So that's why you need Jesus, so you can conquer these demons that's coming to destroy your family that you're tapping into through your ancestors and through your auntie and through your grandma and all of that. Come on, we got to renounce some things that we have done, that our ancestors have done, that we have said, and some practices that we are doing that is not of God, but our grandmother practices. Our auntie did it. Come on. It's normal. Like the young lady said, it's normal. Everybody I hang around with is burning sage. Everybody I know is doing it. Everybody I know have crystals. Everybody I know going to the witch doctor. Everybody I know playing with the Ouija board. That's what they're seeing. See, that the world have normalized all of these things that's not of God, that is opening up portals in your home, burning candles, burning sage. You're opening up portals to the demonic. And the only thing that is going to drive them demons out your house is the name of Jesus. The only way that you're going to be empowered with the Holy Ghost is through Christ Jesus. He said, have you been empowered by the Holy Ghost since you've been saved? So we say we saved, but we got to be empowered. That's what Pastor Ty Quasia was teaching on earlier, Kingdom Talk Sunday. So you have to be empowered. God said he want to empower you to fight. But you have to believe in Christ Jesus, that he exists, because he said, look, I'm the one that's sending you back the helper. I'm the one that's sending you back the comforter. He did not allow the disciples to leave until he taught them, and they were filled with the power of the Holy Ghost. God said, I want you to be filled with the power of the Holy Ghost on tonight. Because you cannot defeat, them disciples could not defeat Satan. They went out and they said, Jesus, even the demons are subject unto us. So you want to go out with all power when the demons is trembling. In the name of Jesus, they have to flee. They have to leave. They have to tremble. They have to flee according to the word of God. According to the word of God. Yes, Lord, we thank you. Because you mighty, you mighty. God is mighty, I'm telling you on tonight. And you are mighty through God. God said, look, I dwell in you. I dwell in you. Everybody don't believe. Everybody don't have the faith. This remind me of church. So you praying for someone, but then everybody don't have the faith. You may be, Lord, I have faith, but I remember Jesus saying, look, you, and you have to go because you don't have faith. We read the day where they all had faith when they was on one accord and the Holy Ghost fell. So it's about having faith, being on one accord, but mainly having faith through Christ Jesus that he's able to do exactly what he said he is able to do. But if you lack the faith, you lack the power, because you got to have faith to spark the power of God. So you may have faith, but the next person may not have that faith. They might not have that faith. They may be thinking in doubt. They may be thinking in disbelief. They may be thinking in, you know, and just not walking in the power of the Most High God. So God says, I want you not to have the fear of Satan, but have the faith of God that dwell within you, which is what is the Holy Ghost. See, when you have the Holy Ghost power, you are confident. The Bible said be confident. Confident on tonight. We want to be confident knowing that the God that we serve is able, that he is mighty. He is a mighty God. He is an awesome God. And Lord, we thank you on tonight. Lord, we thank you for everything that you're about to do, oh God. Lord, we just thank you right now for strengthening us, oh God, in the time of weakness, oh Father God. Lord, just prepare us for what is to come, oh God. Send us the help that we need, oh God. Lord, we cannot do it without you. We can't do it without the power of the Holy Ghost that dwell, hallelujah, inside of us, oh God. Lord, purify us, oh God. Lord, make us, oh Father God, free, oh Father God. For who the Son is set free is free indeed, oh God. Let us never be the same again, oh God. For we need you, oh God. We can't do it without you. We can't move without you. We can't operate without you, oh God. But Lord, we thank you on tonight, oh God, for setting us free, oh God. Setting us free from bondage, oh God. Setting us free from the plan of Satan right now, from the plan of the enemy, from destruction, oh God. Lord, we thank you right now for making what the enemy meant for bad, God. You turned it good. And Lord, we thank you for that on tonight, oh God. Lord, move by your power on tonight. Move by your might on tonight, oh God. Lord, do it for them on tonight, oh God. Lord, have them have an encounter with you, oh God. Lord, send the angels even right now, oh God. Lord, let them submit under your mighty hand, oh God. Lord, we send your spirit out, oh God. For you said that you would pour your spirit out on the people, oh Father God, in this last day, oh God. Lord, give them a heart, oh God, of a oh God, a heart of repentance, oh Father God, for you see all things, oh God. There's nothing that you do not see. It's nothing that you do not know, oh God. Touch us, oh Father God. Strengthen your leaders right now, oh God. Send us the help that we need, oh Father God, that your will may be done in the ministry, oh Father God. Lord, you do it, oh Father God, for we belong to you, oh God, as we submit unto you, oh God. We was bought with a great cost, oh God, and we thank you right now. We thank you, Christ. We thank you for dying on the cross for us. You didn't have to do it, but you did it, oh God. Lord, we thank you for giving your only begotten Son, oh God. Lord, we thank you right now, oh God, for we know that we have resurrection power, oh God. Lord, we thank you for the power to dwell within us, oh Father God. Lord, help put the preached word in our mouth, oh God, that we may live the word, oh God, as we preach it, oh Father God. Lord, you touch us as we never be the same again, oh God. Touch our children right now. Touch our finances right now, oh God. Restore us, oh Father God. Lord, touch everything that is around us, oh Father God. Everything that we touch, oh Father God, let it be prosperous, oh Father God, according to your word, oh God. For you are a mighty God. You're a magnificent God. There's none like you, oh God. Lord, you do it. You open up deaf ears on tonight and blind eyes on tonight. You bring the backslider back, oh God. Your Lord, you help them fall in love, oh God, with you once again. Lord, you do it. Restore them back to you, oh God. Bring the word back to their memory, every prophecy back to their memory that you spoke to them, oh God. Lord, you do it, oh Father God, that people may be saved, oh God, that they may not be lost by the coming back of Christ, oh God, but they will be ready to be raptured up, oh God, and meet you in the sky, oh God. Lord, help us be raptured ready, oh God. Lord, put the teach word in our mouth and the preach word in our mouth, oh God, that it would change our whole life, oh God, that we would change, oh God, and we would change for real, oh God, that it won't be a cover-up, that we won't be a fraud, oh God, that we won't be foolish men and women just going on about our own way, oh God, but we are chased after the things of God. We'll be busy about your business, oh God. We'll put us second, oh God, but we'll put you first, oh God, and you'll add all things, oh Father God. You'll give us the desires of our heart, oh God, because you are God, and Lord, we thank you on tonight, God. We thank you, God. We lift them up on tonight, God. Strengthen your people, God. Help your people. You said all that cry out to you shall be saved, oh God. And we're crying out to you, God, because we need you. We want more of you. We need you on today, Lord. Empower us, oh God. Fill us with your spirit, oh God. Fill us with your love on tonight, oh God. Wrap your arms all around us, oh God. Help us to be effective in this world, oh Father God, effective in ministry, oh Father God, that many shall be added and they shall be saved, oh God, they shall be healed and they shall be delivered, oh God, through your mighty name and through your word, oh God. Fill us with your word, oh God, even right now. Feed us, oh God, in the name of Jesus, your word, oh God. Strengthen us right now on this battlefield, oh God. Lord, you do it right now. But Satan, you are a defeated foe on today according to the word of God. You are under our feet right now in the name of Jesus. You are out of our homes in the name of Jesus. You have to move. You got to flee in the name of Jesus. You can't touch God anointed in the name of Jesus. You can't stop God prophet in the name of Jesus. You won't shut us up, but we'll continue to cry loud and spare not. In the mighty name of Jesus, that people may be saved and set free, that they may change their minds in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord, we thank you on tonight. Somebody is going to get free. Somebody's going to know about Christ Jesus on tonight. Hallelujah. It's all about Christ on tonight. For he is the risen King. He is the risen King. He told me to tell you, he is the risen King. Hallelujah, Lord, we thank you. We thank you for being the risen King. We thank you for being in our life. We thank you on tonight. We believe. Who do you believe in? Who do you believe in, God says? Hallelujah. It's many that believe, hallelujah, not in Christ. It's many that don't believe. But God said, I want to make a believer out of you. God want to make a believer out of you. His word is powerful enough. God's word is powerful. And he said, I just want to make a believer out of you. So, and it's, you know what? I hear God saying through his signs, wonders, and miracles, he's going to make a believer. He's going to make a believer out of you. Because he want to do something for you. He want to turn it around for those that believe, and even those that believe that have just backslidden, backed away from God. Pastor, no. You're about to have an encounter. He said those that know to do right, but just won't do right. Just won't do right. This won't do right. God is love. God is awesome. And I'm just going to pray. I just want to just pray something for you guys before I end the show on tonight, this broadcast, or this word. I don't want to like call it a show, but this is not a show. It is not a game. This is real. Hallelujah. I just thank God for, you know, just allowing us to come before you on tonight, and I just hope that you are blessed through the power of the word on tonight. So I'm going to pray. We're going to end this show. Let's worship. Hallelujah. Love you, thank you. I'm going to play, let's see. Thank you, Jesus, Holy Ghost, Spirit of God, by Psalmist Rain.
Spirit of God, flow, transform us. Spirit of God, flow, and renew us. Spirit of God, flow, overflow, overflow. Spirit of God, flow, transform us. Spirit of God, flow, and renew us. Spirit of God, flow, and revive us. Overflow. Turn the heart. Turn the heart of nations
Amen.
Spirit of God, hover over the earth. Yeah. Spirit of God, blow, yeah. Hover over the earth. Spirit of God.
Amen, amen. I just wanted to end with that worship on tonight. Everyone be blessed. Thank you for dialing in to NDO, Kingdom Gospel Radio, to listen to the word, and meet us back here next Wednesday for our Bible study at 9 o'clock and then Friday for our Friday night intercessory prayer. God bless and good night.